on FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends, live and local. I'm John Potter. Our current temperature is 55 degrees in Carson City.
What?
Yes, we're broadcasting live in Carson City today for Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride and a Savings sales event is today. They just opened the doors, and there was a line starting at what time, Craig?
7:05 this morning.
Yep, all to see me. So they opened the doors. They streamed right by and checked out everything here. This is incredible. I don't know how many, so many vehicles. True story. I was heading to the back for coffee this morning. There's an aisle, but I thought I would take a shortcut between the side-by-sides and the off-road bikes. And I'm walking and walking to the back, and I got trapped. Couldn't get out.
You found a cul-de-sac.
There's so many. I mean, we're lucky we found space for the table in the setup here. My audience here is a bunch of Honda dirt bikes. And it's incredible how many people came out here, but I can see why.
It was well over 100.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was asking the guys here how many, and even they didn't know. But it looks like that. The deal is you save thousands of dollars on motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, and snowmobiles. So we'd like to see you here. I mean, we're here till noon today. It's the live show. Craig and I, we are the dynamic live broadcast super setup team. Craig connects all sorts of thingamajigs, and I watch. And so we got it done here. And I meant to tell you this. I called up. I'm at the Carson office to get the equipment, right? Because I have the truck. Okay. So I'm at the Carson office to get the equipment. And I get out my phone. I couldn't find the table anywhere. I get out the phone, and I punch up Craig. And I call Craig. It was Craig Swope. It was Craig Swope. And it was the most, he's our morning news guy. And I call, and from then on, it was the most confusing, back and forth, ridiculous conversation, because I still think it's you.
Right.
And I said, well, I thought to myself, hey, your voice is a little bit rough. I don't know what you did last night or anything. And he wasn't really, I mean, where did he doesn't know where the table is. So no. He was saying some weird things like, well, where are you in the office? And I said, I'm in the back room looking for the table. Where's the table? And I finally said, where are you? And he said, I'm at the dog park. And I'm thinking, well, why would Craig Moss be at the dog park? You don't even have a... I swear, this was a five-minute ridiculous conversation. You two really should decide who is going to be the Craig, okay?
Well,
I'm not the only one this has happened to.
When I first started working full-time with Jerry, we already had Craig Swope in staff. So Craig Swope was Craig number one, and I was Craig number two.
Nobody ever says that.
No.
No, and so it was just ridiculous. I'm thinking, what? I didn't want to say to him, why are you at the dog park? But, you know, and I didn't even have my coffee at the time. That's why it took so long. So, anyway, I finally found you. And that's a good thing. We have our guests coming by here to look over this amazing collection of brand new, I mean... What these guys, first off, for folks who just want to browse, what is it? Crazy D's is coming here for the food?
Yes, this afternoon. Or actually, they're starting to set up in about 20 minutes. They're going to set up and
come hungry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're setting up Crazy D's, and there's also going to be a food truck, I guess, we're going to be sharing with the people next door. You know where we are, don't you, folks? We're on South Carson Street, right between the car dealers. There's a Honda on my right, and I think that's a Nissan up there. And we're just right there on South Carson Street. Look up Ridezilla, RideZilla, because this is their fourth annual Ride and Savings sales event today, 9 to 4. I was browsing around. Okay, this is what I mean here. Look at this. Okay, a 2020, oh, brand new, 2026 Sea-Doo RXP X325, $7,900 off.
Wow. And
brand new, $7,900 off. Now, we can look at pre-owned, where there's incredible value. This is a pre-owned, but it's a suite. It's a Gas MC350F, off-road bike. I'm getting quite the education here. $6,000 out the door. Let's see here. Snow machines, $1,000 gift card for any snow machine purchase today only. Let's see if I have a snow machine deal for you. Polaris Expert. Oh, that's an ATV side by side here. There's a Sea-Doo. Let me see here. Oh, there's a Kawasaki 2026 Kawasaki KX450, $3,600 off. Brand new. It's an off road street bike type thing. It's not too off road, but it's kind of a conservative off road, you know, for the short hairs out there. I hope you folks are doing great. I ran into two burners last night. You want to hear my burner story?
Oh, go for it. Why not?
It we had an encounter with two burners and their creature last evening after work. My wife and I were walking into the supermarket. I'm not going to mention which one because, you know, it wasn't their fault. You know, I don't want people to think, oh, that supermarket, they allow lizards in the, yeah, they brought their lizard. And as we're approaching the door at the supermarket, there is a lady and a girl, I presume her daughter, and they're walking likewise, you know, toward the door, and they are carrying this big, large lizard. People.
An iguana?
I don't know. It was just a big lizard. People, without regard to these two ladies, who I'm sure are wonderful folks, but as I recall summers past, you'd see things like at the hot air balloon races. Oh, my gosh, that's starting in, what, 5 days? Or our town, such like that. You know, people will often have strange creatures, you know, lizards in lieu of, say, a functioning personality. And you'll carry a lizard because, I don't know, it draws attention to you. But they were burners. Or you... and it have, maybe you and it, the lizard, have a similar number of chambers in your hearts. I don't know. But last night, they walk into the grocery store with this lizard, and they go about doing their shopping. Now, as you enter the supermarket, you get your cart to the left, and there is a sign. It's got a picture of a dog, and it says something about, you know, I don't know, keep your damn animals out of our store. Well, not really, but, you know, the supermarket's far too polite to post those exact words, you know, and I understand that. But there was no intervention here with these two and the big lizard. Nobody stopped. And my wife did lean over and quietly whispered, don't reptiles have germs? You know, she's a passive-aggressive type. But at any rate, our shopping experience was not disrupted by the lizard, but again... you don't see a lot of lizards at stores, and I think probably there's a reason for that. And, you know, as a conservative, I'm willing to accept that reason is possibly a very good reason. So if you could in the future, whoever you might be, gentle listener, don't take your reptiles to stores, especially where people are buying food or whatever. And here's the deal. And I got to wrap this up. In my firm commitment to offend as many people as I possibly can on any given day, because, you know, I was born a while ago in an earlier time, I don't know if I believe in comfort animals, okay? I don't want to offend you, Craig. You don't have a comfort animal,
nope.
Do you? Okay. I believe in seeing eye dogs, all right? I believe in that. I've seen those work, and they do wondrous good work for people. And I know also that there are certain dogs that can, like, sense and smell you, and if you're about to have a seizure or something, they can apparently be of great use in that regard. But other than that, and this is going to, I know it's going to sound harsh, But other than that, I don't really know if we should be taking our dogs or lizards into stores. Now, Tractor Supply and the pet stores and all those places, they're okay with it. That's part of their shtick. And so God bless you. Take your dog in there. If I had a dog, I'd love to take it to Tractor Supply. They're not too keen on cats, though, which I think is wrong. But this notion that you can take your dog with you or your cat or your chinchilla or whatever it might be because it's your emotional support animal, again, on behalf of the era that I grew up in, I would just like to say we were so poorly educated back then that we still don't believe in those things. So I know that probably you and your boa constrictor have a very close relationship, but the notion that the boa constrictor's emotional support for you is essential for you to venture outside the home again, I'm so closed-minded and intolerant that it's just very hard for me to accept. Okay, that went on longer than I thought. It was a lizard in a supermarket, my God. Never seen it before. All right, one more deal here I want to tell you about. They said, I was talking to the folks here at Ridezilla, I said, where are the biggest deals? He said, the parts department. I guess everything in the parts department is 60% off. Now, I saw a set of four new tires. They are, oh my gosh, okay, look. I'm going to give you a long description of this, but they look beautiful. Raceline Alpha bead lock wheel. Maxxis carnivore tires. I mean, when you name your tires carnivore, they're pretty macho. They are $2,000 off. $2,000 off four tires. They are 36X 10R17s. And what is this I just got handed? Buy one, get one. Today, on tires?
Yeah.
Buy one, get one on tires. One day only prices on all in-stock machines? Well, yes, of course. You'll see all the price tags. I just named off a few, like $7,900 off the brand new Sea-Doo here. $1,000 gift card with any snowmobile. 50% off. Okay, I heard 60. All right. I had 60 in my notes. Anyway, big discounts, 50 or 60% on all parts and accessories and gear here right now at Ridezilla. I got the address for you. It is 2680 South Carson Street. We're broadcasting from now until 4. Derek is coming in. We're going to be talking health, of course. We have other guests coming in. We're going to have a good time, but the real show is here at Ridezilla. Ridezilla, South Carson Street, broadcasting live. You'll see us when we walk in. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 920.
Live, local,
free,
FM Talk, KKFT.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally, and I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
Hi, Northern Nevada. I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. Shopping with us means supporting local business, fueling our communal spirit, and keeping your hard-earned dollars right here in breathtaking Nevada. Whether you're at work, hiking, hunting, or getting dressed up to go out, we have your footwear. Along with the comfort and quality you have come to expect with Red Wing boots, we now offer you more. Introducing revolutionary 3D printed custom footbeds, the perfect blend of technology and tailor-made comfort. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's? Come into our store, support our locally owned business, and find out what we mean by the ultimate fit experience.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
When the time comes for a dignified farewell, choose Simple Cremation in Reno. Cost-effective ceremonies, no hidden fees, just respectful direct cremation services that let your family focus on what matters most, honoring your loved one with care and compassion. Affordable with options for everyone, even no-cost assistance in qualifying cases. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice for heartfelt, straightforward cremation. Visit simplecremation.us. Peace of mind starts here. 324-3720.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Live and local. Hi, folks. This is Chuck. I'm sorry. I've had too much coffee today. The coffee here is free. So, you know, I took advantage. The most complicated Keurig machine I've ever seen. Anyway, we're yes?
Anything that's not just putting water in a pot and boiling it, just is complicated for you.
Don't insult the era I grew up in. I'm proudly 72 here, but Derek's here, and he makes me feel like I'm 30. It's all his fault. It's our public service to update you on the fire, and it's all good news, folks. The Hawk Fire is 98% contained. Okay, if you folks just tuned in, I'm sorry. We're at Ridezilla. It's on South Carson Street, 2680 South Carson Street. The massive Ridezilla 4th Annual Ride into Saving Sales event is only from now until 4 o'clock with a $1,000 gift card if you get any snowmobile machine and 50 to 60% off at the parts department, accessories and gear and such forth. But, oh, my God, the discounts on vehicles up to $7,900 on brand new ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, snowmobiles, motorcycles. Okay, so the Hawk Fire, 98% contained. It is secured within its perimeter. It is still smoking as it uses up the unburned vegetation in its interior. Full containment expected. Well, we were saying Tuesday, but the way it looks, it could be, dare I say, I'm thinking Monday. I'm thinking Monday, fully contained. Crews are mopping up. They are putting out the hot spots and protecting the heavy vegetation and trees. Most of that is on its west side into California. And if they protect that, and I think they will, the final toll of the Hawk Fire is going to be 23.6 square miles of burnt, formerly pristine Nevada land, or California too, one of the biggest fires in our state's history. Now, there are worries about the weather. I'm sure many of you thought we were in the clear now. What a downpour we had yesterday. And yes, rain is great on fires, but at the Hawk Fire, it could easily bring flooding and mudslides in the wide burn area. Forest closures remain. No visitors permitted on the trails and roads inside the perimeter. Anybody caught there faces fines. They sounded super serious on this one. Secret witness is offering. Oh, we got a bulletin. Come over here, my friend.
All right, I'll
Tell everybody about that.
Okay, so we've got a program running today where every $1,000 you spend in the parts department, you get to spin the wheel of prizes, and there's a prize on every spot, but you get an opportunity to win $500 gift card. I can't spend it today, but you can spend it any day of the year other than today. If you buy a unit, then depending on the price of the unit, you get to spin the wheel for every $15,000 towards a major unit. So if you buy a $45,000 Razor, you get to spin the wheel for three chances to win a $500 gift card. And you can win it three times in a row if you're lucky enough.
I can see why there was a massive line out there into South Carson Street, my man.
Yeah, this has turned out to be a really good program for our customers. It seems like there's a lot of excitement around it every year.
It's good timing. I think people are thinking about the snow machines, right? So you got the deal here. It's a $1,000 gift card with a $1,000 gift to this place?
To this place, yes, sir. Okay. And that goes along with, you know, it's really hot outside for the most part. So we're willing to negotiate on those snowmobiles and give the gift card. So no matter where you end up on your sale price, you're going to get the gift card. And we've got some 2027s that have arrived, and we have some leftover 2026s in Ski-Doo and Polaris.
You negotiate even with the bargain price sale tags you got up out there?
There's no sale tags because we don't have a lot of snowmobiles on the
floor. Oh, not the snowmobiles. Okay.
Yes. The snowmobiles are the ones that are getting the $1,000 gift card.
You sound like you're really hyped to sell.
Yes,
and I'm sure you guys will bend over backwards to get somebody the perfect adventure vehicle here at Ridezilla.
Absolutely. Today's the day that we let the reins loose and the salesmen can negotiate deals that no other day of the year are they going to be able to make these kinds of deals. We're not charging any freight on any machine today. So on some machines, that saves you up to $1,000 right off the top.
Okay, so what brands?
$2,000 right off the
top. What is Ridezilla briefly, and what brands do you have here?
Ridezilla Carson City is Northern Nevada's number one side-by-side and off-road vehicle headquarters. We are Honda Power Sports, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Polaris, Ski-Doo, Sea-Doo. We've got Polaris snowmobiles. Mm-hmm. We've got Can-Am side-by-sides and ATVs. We literally have the best product in the world in our industry.
What is the deal with these side-by-sides, some of them turning into Cadillacs? I mean...
Well, you know, they're giving the customers what the customers are asking for.
Okay, right.
And when you're out there and it's dusty and hot, that cab with
comfort.
Air conditioning is really nice.
I mean, they got GPS built in and all these options and all this high tech, and it's nothing better. I mean, they're better than ever, aren't they?
They really are. The technologies that are being introduced into our industry are the same type of technologies that you're going to find at a Toyota dealership or any of those world-renowned brands that we all know about.
All right. You guys are boss. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Come on down, guys.
All right. It's Ridezilla, folks. Ridezilla, 2680 South Carson Street. We're here until, I'm here till noon, but this massive event goes on till 4 o'clock, the Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride and Saving Sales event. Hi, Derek. Derek's up next after news. I'm sure Greg Nefty's doing local news. He'll touch on the tire. Well, I'm sorry, the fire. I'm looking at tires. Fires. We have so much more to tell you about in news. But yes, the fires. What about those other fires? How are they doing? Anyway, and by the way, well, anyway, we'll get into it. There's a lot of offshoots from the fire. So many people thought that the information should have been clearer and more prompt from the authorities during this whole thing. There have been burglaries in areas that burned, sad to say, up by the Red Rock area. So much to talk about. So anyway, I'll be back shortly with Derek Lee. News is next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk Time 9:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. 99.1 KKFT. It's 9:30.
News. I'm Daria Albinger. Rescue workers are working around the clock to find any survivors from this week's catastrophic flooding on Nepal's border with China.
A race against time to find survivors, with the death toll rising following the flooding disaster on the Nepal-China border. More than 600 people are confirmed dead. Another 2,500 people remain missing, among them 90 Americans. Rescue crews are still pulling out survivors. caked in mud. The U.S. State Department says so far 5 Americans have been brought to safety.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez reporting. Bad weather is slowing the rescue efforts. President Trump's announced that the U.S. will take control of 65 billion barrels of Venezuelan oil reserves. He calls the deal historic. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Good morning to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local story. Sweeping new fire restrictions in the wake of the Hawk Fire.
No building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, using wood, charcoal, or any other material for campfires or stove fires, except a portable stove using gas, jellied petroleum, or pressurized liquid fuel.
Truckee Meadows Fire Chief Rich Edwards.
In addition, no smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or when stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter that is barren or cleared of all flammable materials. No operating of motorized vehicles off existing roads. No welding, metal grinding, or operating any acetylene or other torch.
Washoe County says it's opening a community resource center.
We'll have a multitude of agencies there to help with things like insurance, social services, food, clothing, whatever it is that you might have as a need. We want to hear about it, and we want to provide you the opportunity to meet that need.
Washoe Emergency Management Director Kelly Echeverria says that's at the North Valleys Community Center off Silver Lake Road and Sky Vista Boulevard today through Monday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll get up to a high of 84 degrees today. Sunny skies. We'll get more northern Nevada weather directly ahead, along with more of the weekend live and local with Job Potter. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
If you're 62 or older and have built significant equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could give you more financial flexibility in retirement. I'm Patricia Wood, reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. Did you know you can access your equity as a line of credit or monthly income or both with no monthly mortgage payments? Your home stays in your name or your trust, and the funds can be used however you choose. To learn more, call me, Patricia Wood, 954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
How's your summer going? Stop by the Carson Antique Collectible Mall and get yourself a little something to make it through the hot summer. The Carson Antique Collectible Mall is selling great to hard to find items that I know you will just love. We're open every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from antiques to furniture and collectibles. Stop by the Carson Antique Collectible Mall. Remember, Halloween and Christmas items are coming in daily, so we hope to see you soon. And we're air conditioned with free parking.
Attention bargain hunters and collectors. Hannon's Estate Diggins 2 at 10128 Highway 50 in Mound House will be open Friday and Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. Tools, kitchen items, furniture, and more. It's like finding buried treasure without the shovel. Several new estates have been added to the inventory, so don't miss out. Hannon's Estate Diggins 2, open 8 to 2 Friday and Saturday at 10128 Highway 50 in Mound House.
Come on by. It's always a treasure hunt.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. No need to hesitate. Just call 351-6047 for all your water heater needs. All types of water heaters, propane, gas, electric, tankless, whatever. Call my competitors and find out how affordable I really am. You'll be happy to find out that Steve's Water Heater Installation at 351-6047 is the smart choice.
Beautiful weekend, the last weekend in August, going to be a mid-80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, plan maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
And here we are surrounded by top brand motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, snowmobiles, and Derek Lee is here from BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Derek, do you have any kind of recreational outdoors vehicle like these?
I used to have a lot of dirt bikes.
I used to have a motorcycle when I first moved to Reno in 78. It was a Yamaha.
Wow.
It was a Yamaha 175.
Uh-huh.
And that was back in the day when that was enough.
Yeah.
And they disappeared, and I went looking for a motorcycle, and I think the lowest CCs, of course, I'm not an expert at all, is, well, I think for dirt bikes, I want a street bike, but I couldn't find anything lower than like 600 or 500 CCs. What happened to the 175s? I used to go on the highway with the 175, you know?
Yeah. Technology is what changed everything. Tires, suspension. That's why the CCs has gone up, because with better suspension, better tires, we can they actually last a lot longer. So we don't need, and times have changed a lot. You know, in the 70s, the top peak horsepower for a car was like 80 horsepower. And so nowadays our peak horsepower for a car stock is like 700-800 for some cars. And so some of these dirt bikes, I know that some of the dirt bikes are putting out 50 to 60 horsepower stock. And, you know, 20 years ago, that was a lot for a street bike. And so everything's just changed so much, and I think tires and suspension has everything to do with that, rather than the motor itself. The motor's following the technology of suspension and tires.
Listen to this guy. He knows everything about these. I know nothing. I'm going to leave, man. I'm going to leave you here. It's funny what you said about back in the day, it was like 80 horsepower, and because I was watching something on the History Channel about the auto industry and when it began and when the first foreign cars got here, and they talk about this Datsun, and this was selling hot, and it got it had 94 horsepower. And I'm thinking, well, how did it get around? I mean, how did it go up a hill?
Slowly.
Well, it was stripped down. It didn't have any. Anyway, we're getting way off topic here. Derek is the man behind BrainHealthFormulas.com. And so what's new at BrainHealthFormulas.com, my man?
Oh, well, you know, it's just we're just busy, busy, busy. Kathy and I are working 10 to 12 hours a day, working with people with the scanners. I'm continually developing products and continuing just researching, trying to figure out what's best for everyone, trying to continually expand our awareness of how the scanner is working, how we can optimize it, how we can improve what we're doing with each and every person. And we actually spend a lot of time when we're not working with clients trying to prepare better for the next day so we can optimize what we're doing.
Well, this is a state-of-the-art thing. You said just a handful are available in this country, this bioresonance scanner. How can you improve it? You're already looking to improve this bioresonance biofeedback scanner, or scanners.
Yeah, we have two. Yeah. It's not necessarily improving the program. It's how we're using the program.
Okay.
And so it's a little different. And so, we are adapting the program based on how people are functioning and how people respond to it. So we're learning in real time of how to optimize the program's efficacy and at the same time benefiting the people. So we're doing a tremendous amount of legwork before people show up to try to optimize the functionality of the scans. And so that's where we spend a lot of time when people aren't around, when clients are not around, just trying to optimize the efficacy of it.
So it helps you, but what are the benefits of the bioresonance biofeedback scans?
Well, it's arguably the only technology in this country that can actually measure the cellular function of every single thing in our body. We can measure the cellular function of our nervous system. It can measure the cellular function of our heart. It can measure the cell function of our lungs, liver, kidneys, the arteries, the vascular system. It can measure how those cells are actually functioning. So we can get information on how our entire body and brain is functioning before we're ever actually diagnosed with something that's detrimental, including, say, an autoimmune disease. Arguably, we could get ahead of something with Alzheimer's and dementia because we can see the cellular function of how it's functioning, and we can get ahead of it because we have corrective ways of doing so.
Now, I've asked you before, you know, what have you found using the scanner with people? And, of course, you keep these people so private. You don't really give any details or anything. No, certainly not any names. But over time, how has the scanner helped them out? What have you discovered? What did they discover? How was it such a huge benefit? I mean, you might have spotted something that if not known years later would cause some real problems, right?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is actually atherosclerosis, plugging up the arteries, plaque buildup in the arteries, plaque buildup in the brain. And aside from that, you know, that's kind of not simple to deal with, but there's a lot of modalities to actually address plaque buildup. Natokinase is one thing. Natokinase breaks up the plaque buildup in the arteries, and there's a ton of studies to support that.
Now, what's this? You have something to break?
Yeah, natokinase formula actually breaks up the plaque.
Which is one of your products,
yes.
Okay.
And so natokinase also breaks down biofilms, specifically in the digestive system, but also in the body. And so it's one of the few things that can actually do that. And so that would actually address most like antibiotic-resistant bacteria or fungus or even parasites, because all those microorganisms, they all develop a biofilm over time, and that's what makes drugs really challenging to penetrate through the biofilm.
Speaking of parasites, are you still scanning and printing the 9 body parts for parasites, bacteria, candida, fungus, molded virus, and more for only $60?
Yes, sir. We're doing that also.
You must be mobbed.
We're definitely staying busy.
Yeah. Is the store open today?
Not today.
So it's not open Saturdays?
No, I work too busy. We work with people on Saturdays, and I work. I'm there by myself on Saturdays, so I really can't have the doors open while I'm working with people.
So, folks, Monday through Friday, the lab and store is in South Reno. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies on the door at 780 Smithridge Drive. Open Monday. All right. The bioresonance and biofeedback scan, aside from the 9 body parts, $60, you can do a full one.
Yep.
How complete is this scan?
The full one is very complete. We scan over 300 body parts, including nervous system, the arterial system, the vascular system, all major organs. We can even measure the cellular function of our arteries and our legs, people who have varicose veins, people who have lymphatic issues, swelling. We connect it analyzes all aspects of it, and so if there's any microorganisms involved with that, the program can also identify all microorganisms in each body part that's having a negative effect on your health.
Now, there are other scanners that can spot the clogging of the arteries.
Yeah.
There's some company that comes here, it's like a road show, and they set up somewhere, and I get the thing in the mail.
Yeah.
How is yours different from that when it comes to clogging of the arteries? Do they both see the same thing?
I don't know for sure, because I'm not familiar with what you just mentioned.
Well, it's an old thing. I mean, they've been around for years and years,
okay.
But they come into town, and they say, get a scan of your veins, and yours is different, right?
That's I believe that would be looking at the surface of the veins, like through ultrasound or something like that. I don't know for sure, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And so this is actually measuring the cellular function, so it's measuring the fluid dynamics, and it's using the vibration of how a cell vibrates with the amount of fluid the cell has access to. So it's actually measuring the cellular resonance of each individual organ. And so this goes into finite detail of how each organ is actually functioning on a cellular level. So it's measuring energy and vibration.
And all cells don't look the same. So with bioresonance, you can tell these are fat cells. And with the different vibrations and sound, different types and qualities show up because all cells are different.
That's right. And so that's what's really fascinating.
Look how smart I sound, Craig.
You're doing great, John.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
He's never impressed.
From where you were a year ago, you're doing great.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. It's all due to you, man.
Hey.
It really is.
Takes a team.
Now, I did not take my Dopexil today.
Oh, no.
I forgot. I know. I'm doing without, but I did take my Miracle Liver this morning, and we're all out of, what is it?
Restore?
Restore. Yeah. We're out of Restore. I had 3 precious capsules left.
Oh, boy.
But they did me great, man.
That's
I feel
great.
Super. I'm 72. I'm 72 years old. I'm sorry. We're getting looks. we're getting... I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to startle you. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local here at RideZilla on South Carson Street for this massive event. I'm here till noon. This goes till 4, Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Savings sales event. You will save thousands of dollars on top brand motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft, snowmobiles, and the entire parts department. Discounts up to 60% off, but many discounts, actually the whole parts department, you'll find, he was telling us, 50% off, but up to 60% off. Anyway, get over here and get yourself something off-road. Don't listen to your wife. Just get it. 2680 South Carson Street today, right now. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly with Derek Lee on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, it is 9:46.
The hard thing to compete with.
FM News Talk, KKFT. Backpacks, lunchboxes, school buses.
Welcome back to school.
Welcome back to the morning rush.
Back to school time.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
For the entire month of August, we're donating a backpack with $50 worth of school supplies to a student in your name with every new vehicle purchase. Chris Russell, Nissan Carson City. Or come by with school supplies and help us stuff a rogue so kids can start the school year with a smile.
At Juniper Hill Furniture and Design, we believe your home should be an expression of you. For over 26 years, our passion for beautiful interiors had made us Northern Nevada's premier luxury showroom. Walk through thoughtfully designed vignettes filled with exquisite furniture, lighting, artwork, and more. Enjoy complimentary professional design services, turning your ideas into reality. Visit Juniper Hill Furniture off East Patriot Boulevard and discover a design team dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Juniper Hill Furniture and Design, thoughtfully curated, personally designed.
Temperatures are rising. Is your AC ready for the heat? Call Elite Air Systems and find out. From quick repairs to full installations, their friendly, knowledgeable techs work on all makes and models. And they offer free estimates on installations and changeouts. Elite Air Systems, locally owned, family operated, and proudly serving Northern Nevada since 2007. Schedule an appointment today at EliteAirSystemsNV.com or call 292-0575.
There's something about this part of Nevada you can't fake. The way the valley opens up south of Carson City. Folks who wave when they pass on the road. It's not something you put on a brochure. It's something you either feel or you don't. At Campani Auto Group, we feel it every day. And we felt it every year at the Douglas County Rodeo. Bull riders who don't quit. Cowboys who know the ground they're standing on. Families who've been coming out for years because some things are worth keeping. This September, the 11th and 12th, the rodeo comes back to the Douglas County Fairgrounds in Gardnerville. Bull riding, live concerts, fireworks, real Western Nevada, all in one place. Campani Auto Group is a proud sponsor of the Douglas County Rodeo because this event belongs here. And honestly, so do we. Get your tickets at DouglasCountyNVRodeo.com. Stop by Capital Ford or Carson City Toyota today. Let's drive Northern Nevada forward together.
FM Top Weather.
Beautiful weekend. The last weekend in August. Going to be a mid-80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze. Join the Cool Club. Plan maintenance program. Get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter here at 2680 South Carson Street. It is the Ridezilla 4th Annual Ride into Savings Sales Event. Outrageous. Man, you would have thought that Elvis, see how old I am? I use Elvis as an example. It was in the building because the line went all the way down to South Carson Street, back into a car dealership. Incredible. At 9 o'clock. That's how big. I don't know how they found out about, our commercial, I guess. But everybody is snapping up deals. Anyway, back to Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. I have heard about the problem of the leaky gut for years, and I've never understood it. So you wanted to talk about it today. I hopefully you have a solution to it, but what is the problem? What causes it, and how can it harm you having a leaky gut?
Well,
and what is it?
Leaky gut has to do with the cellular wall of the intestinal tract breaking down. And so
what causes that?
If I look at it from kind of how I approach the human, if I look at it from that perspective, what can cause the cellular breakdown of something like the intestinal wall, where it should be almost impenetrable? And so if I look at it from that place, that it's whole and complete, it's 100%, and as we age, or some kids actually have things like Crohn's disease, which is considered to be an autoimmune disorder. But it's the cellular function of the intestinal wall, it becomes like a porous scaffolding instead of a solid, like a wall. And so when it becomes more porous, all the bacteria in our gut actually can leak through the intestinal wall, the intestinal lining. And so then bacteria can get through that and actually start wreaking havoc with us, because those walls kind of open up for bacteria, fungus, viruses, if there's any viruses in our gut, parasites, bacteria. And so so as we age, that becomes more prevalent. And also if we compound autoimmune disorders on top of that, that even speeds up the process even more, because our immune system is, hypothetically, 80% of our immune system is in the gut. That means that whether that is like a storage facility for the immune system that's centrally located, or maybe the immune system is combating all the microorganisms that's already in the gut, trying to stop them from doing us damage, which could also be what leads to leaky gut. And so it's an ongoing problem with humanity, not just in America, but throughout the entire planet. I believe Americans might be a little worse off than most other countries for some reason. However, the reason I wanted to talk about this today, John, is that what if we could actually repair that gut? And so repair the gut. And what if it doesn't have to be leaky? And so we always approach it, or science medicine approaches it, from the place of bacteria. If we take probiotics, that can help us repair the gut. Well, if we're just adding more bacteria to the gut when it's already leaky, we might feel better, we might break down foods better, but is it actually repairing the gut itself? And so my question is, okay, if we have leaky gut, or what can actually cause the breakdown of the intestinal wall? Well, to me, that's going to be microorganism-based, because it has to be rogue. It has to be some way to break down that wall. So I believe it has to do with either fungus, viruses, candida overgrowth, which is a fungus, or parasites, or some type of bacteria that's not working with us or for us. It's working against us. So all these things get in there, and then they start breaking down the intestinal wall. And once they start breaking down the intestinal wall, they start working together, and they build the biofilm. And the biofilm is actually what enables or disables our ability to absorb and utilize antibiotics, because the biofilm, it builds up a resistance to antibiotics, and then that biofilm actually starts to incorporate those antibiotics into the biofilm, so it starts to repel it. And so that's what these microorganisms do, and so they encapsulate themselves in the intestinal wall, because that means they're force-fed every time we eat. And so then they can actually generate food cravings, sugar cravings, salt cravings. They can actually manipulate our system of what we want to eat, because we might be actually feeding the microorganisms versus feeding ourselves. And so if we're functioning from emotion when we're eating, humans from a natural place, we eat for energy. We don't eat for emotional satisfaction. Food is a fuel source. It's to revitalize the body and the brain. But if we're emotionally eating, if we eat a lot of candy, ice cream, cookies, pastries, there's not really a lot of health nutrition in that. And so it's really about sugar, simple carbohydrates, which is all the things like parasites, fungus, yeast, all these components that are microorganisms thrive off of foods that we really shouldn't, in quotes, be eating.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, how can we avoid having this leaky gut? And so no sugar. What else?
You know, the parasite bundle is actually what I was leading into, because that can actually scrub the overgrowth of yeast. The overgrowth of yeast is a food source for parasites and for fungus. And so it's, I believe the microorganisms are actually what is causing all of it. And so I believe that is actually the cause of neuropathy. It can be the cause of heart palpitations, irregular heart rate, high blood pressure. kidney issues, liver issues, that can actually be the cause of all these different things.
Can the scanner detect a leaky gut?
Not from the way we typically would look at it from. We can go in and we can analyze the cellular function of the colon, of the small intestine, of the large intestine. And so we can actually measure how those cellular walls are actually functioning. And so that, in a way, that tells us that the gut's kind of leaky. There's a ton of microorganisms in it. There's parasites, there's bacteria, there's fungus, all in the cellular wall. And so if we look at modern medicine, they do a colonoscopy or an endoscopy to try to analyze these things. But the problem is these microorganisms are not on the intestinal wall. They're within the intestinal wall, so they will never be seen.
Is there a product of yours that, besides the ones you mentioned that take care of the parasite issue, would it be the same products?
The parasite bundle actually breaks down parasites. It breaks down fungus and bacteria and actually helps the kidney and liver function more appropriately. It's the miracle liver is part of the bundle. And so that helps to keep the liver and kidney clean so we can process more of these microorganisms we're breaking down.
So the parasite bundle is still up in front on your website?
Yep. It's, I think, the second
it's
row
like
down.
It's like three products in the bundle.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the Parablast, which is what the parasite killer is. Then there's the binder, the para binder, and then Miracle Liver is the third component, because we want people to have a way to not only kill parasites and microorganisms, but we also want to bind up those toxins as we kill them off. And then we want to make sure to keep the liver and kidneys clear so we can process all the debris from disrupting these microorganisms. And some of the things we found with people who were taking this is one person dropped 10 pounds in a week. Other people have said that their sleep has drastically improved. They have so much more. People said they have so much more energy. And so everyone just keeps improving. People love to send us poop pictures where they have parasites in their poop. And so people really get excited about it because, you know, they're finally getting answers to decades of unknowingness. And so it's been a really fascinating experience to just see people being so happy for the first time in a long time.
You're not going to bring the poop pictures here, are
you? Oh, I know you wouldn't want to see those, John. So I'll save you then.
All right, Derek, final minute. Go ahead.
I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you so much, John. Thank you for Craig. Thank you, Jerry and Lisa. I'm just very appreciative. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. I love you so much. She's there with me all the time. We really are a team. We're combating this. So thank you to everyone.
Your business has really blossomed, and you got to get some help, man.
I know.
I mean, employees.
Yeah, it's on the way. We're working on it.
BrainHealthFormulas.com or the shop the store at 780 Smithridge Drive, Monday through Friday. Derek, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
So much with your visits. All right. John Potter here at RideZilla. We're going to have fun up next after news. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.